Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And Matt Ryan, he epitomizes what a franchise quarterback is, and he is the voice of this team. And so I think if you are one of his teammates now, of course you always love Matt Ryan, but you just look at it like, now, hey, man, this man has my back. And I don't think any of the players ever doubted that. I don't know Matt Ryan personally. I've got a chance to meet him a couple of times up at Flowery, but, I mean, just the way his teammates interact with him, you can tell that they feel like he got his back. And, you know, Matt can come to the cookout, man. Matt can come to the cookout and take it to go plate with some aluminum foil and everything, man.
Well, I think Matt Ryan is with us now on the WadeFord.com hotline. He probably heard that. Is that good to hear, Matt? You're invited to the cookout now?
That's good. Let's go.
What's up, Matty?
What are you bringing with you? What are you bringing with you, by the way? If you're coming to a cookout in the backyard, what's Matt Ryan bringing?
I'll bring the beer.
My man, that's even better.
Screw that up, right?
Awesome. That's the best possible answer. Anyway, Matt Ryan, quarterback, Atlanta Falcons, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Very, very excited to be chatting with you. And I want to start with the news of the last week. I know you've been answering questions about this already today, but I wonder what's specifically different about now, about the time right now that inspired you to donate the money that you're donating, to speak up and use your voice for you. What's different about this moment?
Well, I think for too long, I kind of offered silent support to friends and teammates in these kind of situations. And I just, I think the time for silence on my end is up. I think it's, it's about speaking out and saying that I don't agree with what's going on. I have the backs of my friends, family, and teammates, and I have the back of people in my community. And, so that's, for whatever reason, it just hit me that, I couldn't continue to stand on the sideline. It was time for me to be a part of this and to try and be an advocate for change. And I'm really excited that I think we can, start to make an impact and start to help make a change.
And Matt, you started off with the huge donation. Everybody knows how much it was. And I think today you were saying that it's at $1 million or a little bit over $1 million. What was it about this city specifically, Atlanta, your city? Because I saw you talk about, this is my city and I need to help build it up. What was it? What went behind that large donation to start off with?
Well, number one, it's been a place that is home for my wife and now raising two young sons. It's a place that has embraced us from the start, through good times, through not so good times, ups and downs. It's a place that is diverse. There's all walks of lives here, and I think that's important. That was an important part of wanting to make this home for my wife and I in terms of raising children. We want them to be in an environment like that. And then, number three, it's still a place that has a ways to go. I think they've been, a leader, at times in terms of civil rights and a beacon of hope for the rest of the country and a model of how to do it. But, there's more to be done. And, that's what I'm hoping, this time can be. And I'm just hoping to be a small part of that and to pull the weight that I can pull to help make this a better place.
How strange has this offseason been? I know you've been in the NFL for a while now, and I'm sure you've got your routine. What have the last few months of not being able to be around anyone been like for you?
It's been different, you know, for sure. I think in terms of the football side of it, it's probably the most similar to 2011 when we were locked out, in terms of not being able to go to the facility, making sure that you were getting your training on your own, finding ways to connect with teammates outside of the facility. From that standpoint, it's been similar to that year, but in other ways, like everybody else, it's been completely different with this COVID-19 epidemic, you know, that's been keeping us indoors and trying to, you know, social distance for the last 3 or 4 months. So it's been unique. I'm lucky in terms of having a great setup at the house and that I can, you know, stay in great shape and do the things that I need to do to be ready to go. But I think, like everybody, I'm probably a little bit stir crazy as well.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that, Matt. And, Matt, this offseason, you know, the business of football, you lose some teammates and you lost your tight end and you lost your starting running back, but they were replaced by Hayden Hurst and a Todd Gurley. How has it been getting to know those guys, hearing that Hayden Hurst driving up from Jacksonville to hang out with you? And I'm sure that you and Todd Gurley got together out in California.
Yeah, it's been great spending time with both those guys. I think that, you know, I've been able to get out and throw with both of them and to be able to get on the field and get some work. And I've been impressed with both of their work ethics. Hayden, you know, is a super athletic guy. I mean, he's got exceptional speed at the tight end position, you know, really good ability to get in and out of cuts, which is going to help him create separation. So I've been impressed with that. And then Todd, I mean, I've played against Todd a number of times and, you know, I've seen him just dominate the NFL. And to get to see him on the field is impressive. How big and how fluid of a mover he is, great hands out of the backfield. But the thing that has impressed me more than anything is just how smart he is, how sharp he is in terms of retaining information. I mean, I can't tell you how many things I told him on the first day we worked together, and then the next day he had them all down. And I was like, man, this is rare, you know, for guys to be able to have the ability to retain information like that. So he's been impressive that way as well. So I'm excited. I think both those guys fit in really well with what we want to do offensively and are going to be great teammates and productive players for us.
Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And you mentioned some of the new names, Matt. Obviously, you've already got a lot of talented teammates on that offensive side of the ball as well. What's going to be the biggest factor in the offense being successful this year?
You know, I think number one is, you know, being efficient in the red area. To me, we're going to play in a division where there's going to be some good offenses. And it's going to take us scoring points when we get down there. I think we're going to be able to move the ball. We've done a good job of that the last number of years. But I think if we want to be elite and we want to be, you know, the best football team that we can be, you know, we've got to improve of coming away with touchdowns more often when we get down there. And so I think, you know, that's going to be a point of emphasis for us. It's about, you know, scoring points and kind of winning turnovers. And I think if we do a good job with both of those things, you know, we'll be able to play with anyone.
Matt, talk about your five guys up front. We've been talking all day about this season and what the expectations for you guys. And I keep reminding people, yeah, they got Todd Gurley and Hayden Hurst and Julio Jones. But those five big uglies up there, they need to protect you. And I think that they're trying to find the right combination to do that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's probably, you know, the area where there's the most competition is probably up front. And so I really like the additions we made last year with the two draft picks in Chris and Caleb. I think both those guys, you know, going into year two, that's a huge step you make from year one to year two. And so their improvement will be big for us. Alex coming back, I think, you know, such a veteran presence, such a smart player, you know, keeping him fresh, keeping him healthy, and keeping him ready to go is going to be big for us. And I think Jake Matthews has kind of been an underrated player in this league for a long time. He's just very steady. You can count on him week in and week out. And so, you know, getting that left guard spot filled up for us and making sure that we're comfortable with that spot. We've got a couple of talented guys who could fill it, but there's going to be a competition to see who's in that spot. I think, you know, if we can secure that and get some continuity up front, that's going to be huge for us.
Now, Matt, I'm not calling you old. Obviously, you're not. especially compared to the other quarterbacks in the division this year. You're a young pup, but you're not a rookie. You're not early in your NFL career. Is there more pressure as the years go by? Do you feel more pressure heading into seasons the older that you get?
You know, I don't think it's necessarily pressure. I think I've always put pressure on myself or had a just held myself to a standard that, you know, I always needed to do my best and work extremely hard to get there. I think the one thing you get as you get older and further along in the league, you tolerate less BS, and you need people around you that are committed and all the way in and working the way that they need to be working. And I think right now, you know, we've got a really good crew of guys around me and in our organization that are committed to winning and are willing to do what it takes to win. You know, from that standpoint, I feel like it makes you feel even better.
Sure. All right, Matt, one more. We got a quick minute. And earlier you were talking about being in the house and all that. How has it been with those boys? Because, I mean, we love watching the video that your wife puts up and you put up. I mean, how has it been with those two little rascals running around and just being confined with them?
Man, they got energy for days, right? Like, they wake up and they are just ready to go. But it's been a lot of fun. I have an incredible appreciation for the, you know, day to day that my wife puts in.
Right.
You know, being around all the time and just how exhausting it is. To all the moms out there, I mean, your job is tough. It's impossible, but it's awesome. And so it's been great. You know, really, I'd never have this opportunity to spend this much time around. And to get to see them at such an age where they're changing day to day, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Matt, we appreciate it. Thanks so much
appreciate
for the time
it, Matt.
Today. Again, great work with the donation and everything that you've done over the last week.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.